Michael, you played a very nice game on the weekend, personally. Do you rate that as your best ever performance in your career?
I rate that as, it was a good game for myself, but it was on the back end of, here at Freo, we're strong on playing as a team, and me playing that sort of game is based on the guys around me. So, albeit I had a good game, but it made it so much easier having the sort of support from the teammates as well.
Having said that, do you think you can replicate that sort of elite performance
regular
basis?
I'd love to. I mean, everyone would love to play a game like that, but reality is you're not going to play each game like that, and we need everyone to sort of step up and play their role. It might not be me next week, but it could be someone else. So I'm there to play my role. It's not just all about me. It's about the team, and that's what I'm working for.
I think it's the best return you've had in AFL. Has there ever been a game like that throughout your career, juniors or anything, where you've had a similar game where everything you've touched has pretty much turned to gold?
No, not really. That was pretty much a standout game for myself. Playing the game, I wasn't really sure how many touches I had or whatever. You sort of keep count of goals because you tend to do that as a junior as well. So, I just went out and just played my role, and things, funnily enough, worked out. And the most important thing was to get the win, but we were unlucky on that front.
What does it feel like when you're clearly on and, everything you're doing is right? What does it feel like as a player to be in that zone and, so good in every contest you're basically winning?
No, you don't really put too much thought into it. You sort of, as I said, as I keep going back to, you keep on playing your role, and that's all I want to do, whether it's in the midfield or up forward as well. So you don't really go into too much thought. You just think about the next moment, and things aren't going to go perfectly throughout games, and when it doesn't go perfectly, you always have to go back to trademark and the next moment and see what you can do for the team.
About the last minute or so down in Geelong didn't go your way or the Dockers way, but was that playing on your mind at all, that you wanted to come out and say, hang on a minute, I'm a big game player and I want to show myself again?
Oh, it is now. It does play on your mind for a little bit, but I sort of learned something from Nat Fyfe, where, because Nat's so mentally strong through mental rehearsal and stuff like that, so I focus on my mental relaxation, and for the first 2 or 3 days it was a bit hard. The wife sort of got a bit annoyed with me being upset and angry, but you just need to focus on the next moment. And being a leader, I've sort of worked on that, and I know if I'm going to be down, some of the younger boys might follow. So it's always good to be upbeat and always focus on the next moment.
How do you do that, Michael? The mental relaxation. What do you do?
I mean, as I said, it does play on your mind for the first 2 or 3 days, but you need to think about the team, and that's what got me over the line. That's what I thought about. I thought about the younger boys in the team, and me being a leader in my ninth year, I can't allow me dwelling on the past when I can't do nothing about it, because it's just going to bring everyone else down. At times it can be cancerous, but you just need to focus on the next moment.
You've been a great small forward, but do you think that playing more time in the midfield can bring out your best attributes by being around the ball more often and your connectivity with the forward line, your passing towards the forwards?
Yeah, I've said it before. I mean, playing forward, I enjoy kicking goals. I love to celebrate, as most players do, but you do get a run with pretty tight playing forward, and it's always good to go up the ground and get yourself in the, a few kicks and sort of into the game as well. So I enjoy playing in the midfield and forward, but I'm just happy to play wherever Ross puts me and whatever's best for the team.
You've lost Cam McCarthy for the next couple of weeks. As a player, is it hard? A tackle like that, probably you see it a lot, but it doesn't always have that consequence. Is that you just continue to play the way you play, don't worry too much about that sort of incident?
Yeah, footy is a pretty physical game, and things like that are going to happen. You don't want it to always happen to players, and you always have the best interests at heart, but things like that, it's hard to sort of coach. It's hard to sort of umpire, and we don't want Cam to, when he does come back, to not lay them sort of tackles, because we because we really need him, and we just need to make sure that he's in the right headspace when he does come back, that he doesn't dwell on the past and just keep on landing those tackles, because as I said, footy's just a physical game. It's going to happen.